For News Talk 1510 AM and 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gosted. Milwaukee school board results are in. Bob Peterson won the at-large election for the Milwaukee Board of School Directors. Marva Herndon is just ahead of Shyla Deacon in District 1 by 27 votes with 100% reporting. Retired MPS teacher Erica Seamson defeated incumbent Wendell Harris in District 2, and Saquana Taylor won in District 3, and Megan O'Halloran won in District 8. In sports, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-3 in Cincinnati yesterday. They take on the Reds again today. And the Bucks are off today. They face the 76ers in Philly tomorrow night. Weather, highs today in the mid-50s with clouds moving in during the afternoon. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Rain in the forecast for Thursday, highs around 40 degrees. Friday, highs in the low 50s with cloudy skies. On Tuesday, a federal judge allowed Wisconsin to drop out of two lawsuits over the Affordable Care Act. Withdrawing from the lawsuit to overturn the ACA was a major part of the campaigns of both Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. Judge Brian Hagedorn has declared victory in the state Supreme Court race. Hagedorn's election will allow conservatives to maintain a majority on the court. The race against Lisa Neubauer remained too close to call well into the night and falls into the range of a possible recall, with both candidates receiving 50% of the vote. Meanwhile, in Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway beat incumbent Paul Soglin to become Madison's first openly LGBTQ mayor. Danielle Shelton won a seat on the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, defeating Walker-appointed incumbent judge Andrew Jones. Shelton ran a largely grassroots campaign and won 55% of the vote in Milwaukee County. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Keith Gosted. My name is Keith Gosted.